Did you miss me? And welcome back to Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That is a phone number. You're joined by... No, I'm not Layla. It's Johnny Marino, folks, your Saturday host. Sorry I was not in last week. I will tell you why I wasn't in. With a pretty interesting story, actually. And why I have a black eye. We'll get into that. And believe it or not, I didn't get into a fight. It makes it even more embarrassing. 1-800-878-7529. That's a phone number. Got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. The tournament's been awesome. I mean, if you haven't been watching, you're a joker. It's been actually a great. I've enjoyed each of these games. We'll talk about the Dayton, Florida game and the Arizona, Wisconsin game. Good. I mean, who would have thought saw Wisconsin go into the Final Four? I sure as heck didn't. And Florida, we all kind of saw that coming. Also, we'll go over tomorrow's matchups as well. We'll talk about all sorts of stuff again. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Caller that just called in, stay right there. Do not move. We got Major League Baseball starting tomorrow, which is making me very excited. So we're going to talk about a lot of the baseball throughout the show tonight periodically. I want to get to what I think is going to happen this year. And we got to talk about the money. I mean, the sheer dollars being thrown at these guys because it's... I don't know. It's getting crazy. We'll also talk about DeSean Jackson just because everyone else is. And I'll give you my take on that. Look, it's to me, it's a joke. But honestly, Chip Kelly, it's his way or the highway, man. You really got to respect him for that. Again, folks, 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number. Coming back, we're talking tourney. We're taking your calls here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. NEST bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You have some mighty strong-looking workers here, sir. I'd be willing to offer you $40 for two of the white ones and $50 for the blacks.
Are you referring to our student athletes?
Student athletes. Oh, that is brilliant, sir.
I gotta start the show off with Cartman and Reservoir Dogs. I mean, come on. Good stuff. 1-800-878-7529. That is phone number. Pete and Christian, stay right there. Get to you in just a minute. I want to explain to the viewing audience, you can't see me, listening audience, exactly where I was on Saturday. I was sitting down in my bed, icing my face, and I will tell you why. I am a former high school baseball player myself. I still enjoy playing slow-pitch softball. Now, keep in mind, earlier that week, I believe on Wednesday or so, when Aroldis Chapman took a line drive right to the face, pitching, comebacker, and almost killed the guy. I mean, thank God he's okay. But a very scary moment nonetheless. The same thing happened to me. First of all, it was a slow pitch softball that came in and got me right back in the kisser. So not nearly as – well, the ball wasn't going nearly as fast. Now, was it hit hard? Oh, you betcha. it hurt pretty bad. Case in point, pretty much a broken nose, a black eye later. My nose bled for a long time. And so, also, my mouth was just a mess. So, that's why I wasn't in on last Saturday. Took literally a softball to the face to keep me to coming in. And by the way, whoever said softballs are soft is a bona fide liar. Because when that thing hit me, that was not soft. This is Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition with your Saturday night host, Johnny Marino. So glad to be back with the listening audience. Most importantly, because there's a lot of things to talk about. And how, I mean, I unfortunately was not in this last weekend, so I couldn't really talk about how much fun I was having watching the tournament. I've really enjoyed watching the whole basketball tournament. I mean, this has been a lot of fun. You know, we saw Dayton almost go to the Final Four. They were definitely overmatched today by a superior Florida team, and that's okay. Dayton was not a team that we they overachieved by just winning a single game. Now, I picked Dayton to win because I severely hate Ohio State. In my mind, Ohio State is the most overrated school in collegiate athletics of all time. They go to bowl games and tend to lose more often than not. Actually, they tend to lose a lot. Almost all the time, it seems. I am as far away from an Ohio State fan as you're going to find. So I picked that game, but whoever saw – if you saw them going to the Elite Eight, almost the Final Four, you had one hell of a bracket. I'm sad to report, and if you didn't hear, nobody has won the Warren Buffett Challenge. Yeah, I know, rats. I could have used his $1 billion, but unfortunately, nobody got even remotely close. No one got out of the first round of that whole debacle. So Warren Buffett will change the rules next year. I guess he wants to give away $1 billion. When you got a company worth a few hundred billion, you know, it's okay to give away a billion. I guess it's Nice charity from Mr. Buffett. 1-800-878-7529. We're going to go to the phones. Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Christian, my man, what's going on?
Nothing much, Johnny. Nothing much.
What do you mean, what nothing much? What's going on? I haven't talked to you in 2 weeks, man. How's everything?
Everything's going all right. Everything is going all right. I mean, other than the fact that, you know, my multiple brackets that I filled out have apparently dwindled down to Florida. And even when it's crazy, because Florida is the last remaining number one seed. As a matter of fact, the overall number one seed in the tournament, and they're still in the tournament. They're going to be in the Final Four.
Hold on, Christian, did I not tell you like 3 weeks ago that was going to happen? There was going to be one number one seed going in this year? Because I knew Wichita State wasn't for real. I had a feeling Arizona was going to choke. They kind of did tonight. They should have won that game against Wisconsin. And also the other number one, Virginia, they went down at the Sweet 16, which, okay, I wasn't really expecting them to win too much anyway. But, no, I all my brackets, the only one seed I had in the end was Florida. That was it.
Right. I can understand on that. But when it comes down to it, do you think that we'll get an exciting Final Four out of this?
Oh yeah, I mean, look at the Wisconsin Arizona game was a great game. Wisconsin's a legit team. They're no stinker. Arizona kind of ruled almost a lot of their opponents this year in the Pac-12, and the Pac-12 had proven that they had three teams in the Sweet 16. So they had some teams that can win, and the fact that Arizona gave Wisconsin, they battled to literally the very last second. They're for real. Obviously, Florida's for real. There's no. They're the odds-on favorite to win the tournament, as they should be. But even tomorrow, we got Michigan, who's actually very good. Michigan right now, to me, is my dark horse. Kentucky, and they got to play Kentucky, which is going to be a battle. And then you got Connecticut and Michigan State. Michigan State with Izzo, they're for real. So, I mean, none of the teams left are going to be, you know, going to get washed in the Final Four. Every game should be close, and it's exactly what we've seen in all these games. If they've been down to the wire, close games, decided in the final minute, beside for the Dayton Florida game.
Okay, I can understand that. Now, veering off the beaten path, even though I know we're both the same age,
very
when
true.
It comes down to. When it comes down to mixed martial arts, there was a story coming all the way out from South Africa where after a promotion basically honored a slain fighter that took one too many shots to the head and died due to brain trauma, their main event consisted of a guy bashing another guy's head in for I don't know how many seconds after the bell, I think it was 8, and the referee for that fight is coming down for it. He's coming down with a bunch of controversy for it. Now, if this were to happen in the U.S. or in Canada, would that promotion be gone, done?
That would kill it. If this happened in the U.S. and Canada, first and foremost, there would never be a slave fight going on in America. But if something like that were to happen, it would kill the sport. It'd be dead because what would probably happen is this game would have people have it on TV. It'd be on the internet somewhere. You could find the footage of it, and it would be incredibly gruesome. And I'll tell you this right now, it would totally kill the sport. Obviously, it's going to have some repercussions, but it's not going to be nearly as severe if it had happened in America. Thank God it didn't. Otherwise, mixed martial arts could be in a little bit of hot water. But you know, this was obviously a ref who didn't know what he was doing. If he let a guy get bashed like that, either he had money on the guy getting bashed, hoping he can get up and still win the fight, or I don't know what the or he just wasn't paying attention. Either way, wasn't doing his job. So I mean, if it were to happen here, the repercussions would be huge, and you would be seeing all over ESPN: "Fighter dies. Should fighting sports be outlawed?" It's the exact headline you would see, because in a few years we're going to see that headline in the NFL, and because that's a sport that Mothers Against America, Mothers Against Fun is going to be attacking very soon.
Yeah, I can understand that, but other than that,
Holstemar Paul Harris did win the WSOF welterweight title tonight. You know, that UFC fighter that just can't let a leg lock go for the life of him.
Okay. I gotta be honest, Christian. I don't know who he is, but all right, keep feeding me. Let me know. What's this guy like?
The guy, I mean, this guy, his last win before his WSOF debut tonight was against a UFC fighter by the name of Mike Pires in Brazil. Now, let me remind you, his favorite move is the leg lock. But he let that leg lock on Pires, like, I don't know, a couple minutes or seconds after the bell, after his victory, and he just couldn't let go. So it had to take, like, a couple referees, couple trainers to get him off. And then after he went, I'm just surprised that the UFC didn't overturn the decision because the Brazilian Athletic Commission wouldn't. But after that, Dana White went on ESPN that Holstemar Paul Harris was banned from the UFC for life, only being the third fighter to be banned along with Paul Daly and Babalu Sobral.
Wow.
So Ray Sefo signed Paul Harris to a contract to the WSOF, I think, late last year. With one little warning, if you pull that type of stuff again, you're out, is what Sefo said to Holstemar. So Holstemar defeated Steve Call to become the welterweight champion of the World Series of Fighting tonight with, what else, a leg lock.
Hey, Christian, man. Hey, we got a minute left. We got a boogie, man. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you soon, okay, man?
All right, man. I'll send you the results of that event later on, man.
Hey, send it to me on Facebook, man. 1-800-878-7529. That is Mr. Christian in Galveston County, Texas. He's our MMA UFC guy because I got to be honest, it's not my specialty. I like to watch the fights with a beer in me, but other than that, I don't pay attention. Too much other things going on in my life. We got an update coming at you next. Give you the scores. Busy day in the NBA and the NHL. Obviously, the two games to decide who's going to the Final Four. Come back, talk about that. We got Pete in Toronto coming up next. This is going to be exciting. Here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
My job consists of basically masking my contempt for the assholes in charge, and at least once a day retiring to the men's room so I can off.
The legendary film American Beauty won the Academy Award for Best Picture. God, Kevin Spacey is a weirdo, but man, what an actor. And it's about 27 minutes past the hour, almost 28. So that means update time here on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. Pete, hang on just a moment. We'll be getting to you very, very soon. But we have an update right now. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code. You're going to get the word great. You get great because you're going to get a great deal. This stuff actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. God, Hendrix is really wailing on that guitar. Starting off in college hoops as Dayton is taken down by the number one team in the land, Florida, 62 to 52, as Florida is the first team to advance to the Final Four. And Wisconsin, they beat Arizona, the number one seed Arizona, 64-63 in an overtime thriller. Tomorrow you got UConn, Michigan State, and Kentucky, Michigan to fill out the last two of the Final Four. In the NBA, the 76ers won, folks. Celebrate. Thank God. The 26-game losing streak is over as they beat Detroit 123-98. There's a funny thing about this, that Philly is still at the worst team in basketball, which is so comical. The Clip Show in Houston, a future playoff matchup? Very possible. Clippers won in Houston tonight, 118-107. Great game tonight by Mr. Chris Paul. The Wizards beat Atlanta 101-97. The Mavs, they're keeping their playoff hopes alive with a win against the Kings, 103-100. Miami moves to a game and a half back of Indiana as they beat Milwaukee 88-67. I guess Miami stopped playing because Milwaukee is the worst team in basketball. New Orleans just lost to San Antonio as they have won 17 in a row. How about that, Mr. Popovich? They're getting hot at the right time, folks. Could we see the Spurs back in the NBA Finals? The answer is hell yes. We will probably see them back in the NBA Finals. In the NHL, very quickly, Minnesota beats Phoenix 3-1. Dallas beats St. Louis. St. Louis finally lost. Man, they've been red hot, 4-2. In overtime, the Blue Jackets beat Carolina 3-2. And a shootout, New Jersey falls the Islanders 2-1. Montreal, the Bleu Blanc Rouge, beat Florida, the mighty, mighty Panthers. Just kidding, they're awful. 4-2. Detroit beat Toronto 4-2. In overtime, Tampa Bay took down Buffalo, the worst team in the NHL, 4-3. San Jose loses to Colorado, big-time loss, because Anaheim won 5-1 over Vancouver tonight, going in first place in the Pacific Division. Los Angeles beats Winnipeg 4-2, and Boston beats Washington 4-2 as well. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard, kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes, tend to imbibe. Check them out at livergard.com. More of Sports Overnight America, and I did it right up to the very end of Hendrix. I should do this job professionally. I'm getting very good at this. It's pretty astounding. Just a few years ago, I was an intern here. Look at me now, folks. Just to show you, anything can be possible if you have a crazy enough work ethic or a pretty heavy drug habit. We're going to go to the phones. Mr. Pete in Toronto, I know you want to talk about the upcoming Major League Baseball season, as do I. What's going on, man? How you been?
Good. How are you?
Hey, it's, you know, I'm same old, same old. What's going on, man? What do you got on your mind?
Oh, they got a scare with Tim. Is he going to be okay? Just a bruise?
Timmy's all right. Just a bruise. You didn't hear over the weekend, actually yesterday, Tim Lincecum took a line drive off his shin. He is going to be, he's not going to be out, but it was a bad enough bruise where he could miss his first start. The consensus has been that Timmy's going to be okay, but they may skip him just as a precautionary reason, just because he's got it's a long season and maybe move him back a day or two. But they could go with a 4-man rotation if they really needed to.
What happened to Kane is they weren't going to start him the first couple of games.
No, Matty's okay. Matty's going to be starting game two. Bumgarner's pitching on Monday. Kane's fine. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought he was on a DL.
No. Scudero's on the DL for the Giants. That's about it.
Scudero, yeah. What's the problem? His back, huh?
Yeah, well, Scudero, that was just a horrible, horrible contract, and that's what you see in Major League Baseball now. These guys get signed for too many years. And
they gave him a World Series, though. That's what matters.
Yeah, but
that first month,
they could have cut ties with him, and they probably should have. They should have given some opportunities in the farm system. I know they like Joe Panik. He's been in the farm system. He hasn't got a chance to play in the big league level. They should have done that with what they did with Brandon Crawford back in 2011, giving the young guy a year to try and figure it out. They also have a couple other guys in the farm system I know they like. So they also drafted a shortstop with their first overall pick last year, who could have possibly gotten the September call up and played second base too. So, you know,
how long term is going to be Scudero?
I don't expect Scudero to play 50 games this year. I got to be honest, and the Giants—they've made that kind of abundantly clear that they have three utility middle infielders who can play second base on the roster. They had Arias, Hicks, and then Escobar. So they got three guys who could play second base. So they're going to be—they're going to be shuffling the guys in and out, trying to see what works. And if the Giants are winning when it comes to the trade deadline, I guarantee you they'll be trading for a second baseman.
So Arias, he's going to be the second baseman?
I believe so. Opening day, Arias is going to be hitting the 8-hole and playing second base.
Good player. He's a good hitter. Crawford's going to have a great year, and Brandon Belt's going to have a good year.
Yeah, that's been the consensus. Brandon Belt, I like him. I think he's a good player.
Good hitter.
He's actually a much better defender than he is a hitter, which a lot of people don't know about.
He's great defenseman.
Got a really good glove, yeah.
Start to hit.
Exactly. The bat will come around, but
it's going to come around.
The Giants' biggest problem is going to be, can they get out of their own way again? You know, that seems to be their biggest problem in the past few years. Can they get the W's early in the year, and also can they do it late? I mean, I know it's been every other year they've won a world championship, but the other year, last year was awful.
I mean,
last year, every other year, but the 2 years that they didn't make the playoffs, the 2011, they won 88 games. Arizona just won 95. Arizona had a great season. Last year, though, they were awful for a really good chunk of the season. My big question, Affelt's also on the DL, and also Lopez was horrible this spring. The question that the part of the team they didn't update to me was their bullpen, which they needed to do that desperately because their bullpen got rocked last year. And
bullpen was great. What are you talking about?
Their bullpen was top five in the bottom five in the league last year.
No way.
Yeah,
Affelt had a great year. Romo was great.
Romo didn't pitch for almost a month.
Affelt was tremendous, though.
I know that, but he couldn't get in the games. I like Romo too, but it's probably also going to be his last year in the orange and black too.
Lopez was tremendous. What are you talking about?
Affelt was beat up. Machi had a rough year, but the majority of the bullpen, I know Lopez and Romo were really good, but the rest
Lopez
of the bullpen was
tremendous.
I don't know about tremendous. They had a rough year last year, Mike.
Not worried about them. Well, they were injured, so.
But that's baseball. Everyone's injured. I mean, no one has a perfect.
Yeah, Kershaw's out. So you don't know about backs, man. He could be out.
They're being precautionary, so they're doing the right thing there. Hey, we got a hard break coming up, Pete. Thanks for talking to me, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Giants, buddy.
Let's go, man.
Later.
They got to get a win on Monday.
World champions, baby.
Let's hope so. 1-800-878-7529. That's Pete in Toronto. Longtime caller. We love our longtime callers here on Sports Overnight America. We'll come back and talk about baseball. I also want to talk about the draft, man. We got the draft coming up. We got the draft. We got the NFL draft. We got Johnny Manziel's pro day, all this stuff. Johnny, now everyone's talking about how he's the greatest player again, and Well, we'll see. We'll come back, talk a little about the NFL, a little about Major League Baseball, a little about the tournament, a little about this and that. Yeah, we'll do that here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM 92, The Sports Zone.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I told him I was going to throw a deuce, right?
Yep. Man, that ball got out of here in a hurry. You know, anything travels that far ought to have a damn stewardess on it, don't you think?
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and it's done.
So, Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Do you, don't you want me to love you? I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you.
Decided to say, use a sir, why not? I mean, let's get distinguished, right? That's a story of my life, too. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here on Sports Overnight America. It's been a kind of a helter-skelter week, though. I mean, you really think about it. A lot of news, a lot of moving parts. We gotta get into the Sean Jackson stuff, though. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of aspects. And first, I kind of want to talk about NFL coaches now. And I think teams have really figured out the coaches need. It's got to be their way or the highway, because we see too many times coaches have no control, no ability to use their team, and then they're fired a year or so later. I mean, we see it all the time. And what we have seen the past few years, especially with the college coaches, and this is part of the reason, is that they have respect because they were already winning somewhere else. They weren't an offensive coordinator. They weren't a former player. They were already somewhere, and they were winning. And winning a lot. Hence, Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh, 49ers have been to 3 NFC championship games in a row. Philly picked top 5 in the draft last year. Now they're hanging out. They're the favorite to win the NFC East, and probably will for the next few years. And what we know about DeSean Jackson, and first of all, in the draft that DeSean Jackson was taken in, he was most likely the most talented player in that draft. No joke. I mean, you look at the guys who were taken ahead of him, and you're like, man, some of the teams, like the 49ers in the second round took Shiloh Rochelle. Probably should have took DeSean Jackson. Why they didn't, obviously, was because of the attitude problems, the off-the-field issues that teams now, which consume teams now. I mean, seriously, the NFL is full of players, and it goes from star players to players who are on the bubble making the roster. A lot of off-the-field problems. We see with Ray Rice. I'm not going to say DeSean Jackson's a gang member, because I don't believe he is. And LAPD has gone out of their way to say, listen, he is not involved in gang activity and gang crimes in Los Angeles. That's a win right there for him. But where there is smoke, there is fire. And what I mean by that is, maybe he's not in a gang, but the people who he hangs out with don't necessarily put him in a position to win in his life, and could hurt the team. Now, does he produce? Absolutely. And I would be a bit of a hypocrite if I didn't like those guys, because I'm a Charles Haley fan. Charles Haley had first of all, a monster work ethic, but had his problems, mispractice sometimes, you know, but he was the core of 5 Super Bowl teams, 2 with the 49ers and 3 with the Cowboys. If you ask any players on those teams, do we win championships without Charles Haley? And they all will say no, because he was such a dominating player at his time. Now, he didn't get he only got 100 and a half sacks, but man, he made a lot of plays in the run game, and he kind of invented the he really was the guy. Beside him and Lawrence Taylor were the guys who really were that hybrid outside linebacker defensive end who could rush the passer one-on-one with the left tackle. And now we see it all the time, all over the NFL. But Charles Haley had his issues and problems that we see. But DeSean Jackson, the thing that I think it kind of – and it's hard for people who aren't making millions of dollars – like myself, to understand what the hell he's doing now. And honestly, and he's being released, which is good for him, I guess. It's maybe a bit of a wake up call. He's not going to make $10 million this year. That is a guarantee. No team is going to give him $10 million, not even for a single year. He's going to be in that $4 to $7 million range for 1 or 2 years. It's going to be a prove me contract. He's not going to be, you know, it's not like baseball where he would get $20 million on the open market easy. It's not going to happen here. It's going to be an interesting thing to follow. And obviously he's visiting Washington. He's visiting all these teams. Some teams. Kansas City was a team that people believed he could go to. They said they're not going to pursue him. They're kind of up against the cap right now, Kansas City. They spent a lot of money last year. So they kind of need to watch their spending. And also they want to they want to extend Alex Smith's contract. That's been one of their priorities this offseason. So they're out. The Jets have a lot of money. I could see him definitely going to the Jets. People said Seattle, San Francisco. Both those teams are well up against the salary cap. They'd have to cut a few guys in order to bring in DeSean Jackson. That's not really Pete Carroll or Jim Harbaugh's MO to do that. So they kind of like those two teams tend to keep their own guys. So I wouldn't expect them to go there. New England's a possibility because Belichick can get him to fall in line. He did it with Randy Moss. I'm sure he can do it with DeSean Jackson. And then there's the stinker teams: Oakland, Washington, Buffalo. Those three, those, and the Jets, I guess, are a stinker. But you know, the Jets are actually a pretty solid team last year. For how bad their offense was, their defense, man, was pretty fantastic. This is what's gonna show. And it's a question that it's what we see with free agents. They either take less money to go to a winner, or they'll cash out and go to a loser. And it's the age old question that we've seen. We've seen some guys go from winners to losers. Hence, Seattle to Jacksonville. We saw a few guys do that. We saw a few guys go from Chicago to Tampa. Chicago, not really a winner. They were what, 8-8 last year, but they were in the playoff hunt. A lot of injuries were the factor in why they probably didn't make the playoffs. But you know, you see kind of the good teams get poached. The Eagles are they're in my mind they're the best team in the NFC East, top to bottom, with or without DeSean Jackson. They got Riley Cooper. They got Jeremy Maclin back. They got the guys they really like. They got Brent Celek. They're a running team. They're going to use LeSean McCoy, who is possibly, arguably, top two backs, number one back in the league. Last year, the two best backs, sorry, Adrian Peterson. Numbers wise, it was Jamal Charles and LeSean McCoy. Although I think AP is the most talented of the group. So Philly's going to be just fine. And also, it really sends the message that it is Chip Kelly is in charge. And no player is going to muscle him out. You know, we were starting to get to the age where quarterbacks are making so much money in the NFL that it's either a coach or a quarterback. Or a player or a coach. And I think the NFL teams have gotten wise to you can replace a player. You can't replace a successful coach. It's really hard. And case in point, look at some of these teams. You know, people forget the Jacksonville Jaguars were a playoff team for years under Jack Del Rio. I like what Gus Bradley's doing, don't get me wrong, but they're still light years away from being a legitimate contender. You know, Tampa Bay. They went from actually two possible Hall of Fame coaches. Now they've been struggling to find a coach. They won a Super Bowl with Chucky. They had Tony Dungy before that. Now they're struggling to find a coach. The 49ers. They had Bill Walsh, George Seifert, Steve Mariucci. Then the problems hit: Dennis Erickson, Mike Nolan, and Mike Singletary. Not three phenomenal hires, I'd say. But then they got Jim Harbaugh. Seattle had Mike Holmgren for a while. Then they had Jim Mora, I think, for a year, and then they went to Pete Carroll. So teams, I think, are really realizing and saying, "Look, we need to have a coach who can replace these guys, and we'll have a general manager draft them, a coach replace them, and we'll be fine." And that's exactly what Philly's done. If you don't buy in Chip Kelly, he's gonna send you packing. And good for Chip. I mean, it's a great message. And also, you save $10 million now. You could put it elsewhere on your team. I know they brought in Mark Sanchez. They brought another backup quarterback for Nick Foles, I should say. So it's going to be an interesting camp. They're picking 22 in the draft. They could go receiver. They probably need to go DB. They had some issues in the secondary last year. Maybe they even if one of the good linebackers slide to them at 22. Who knows what they could do with the draft? Odds are they'll get someone who's pretty talented. It's all about going deep now, as we see guys in the third and fourth rounds really contribute in the draft. So I really like what Chip Kelly said. It sent a really strong message. You know, forget about DeSean Jackson nonsense. It sent a strong message that the players are really behind. And if you go on the players' Twitter accounts, they've said we're going to miss Deshaun as a guy, but he was a bad teammate, really. And we're so happy with what Chip's doing in that he's going to walk the walk. He's not just going to talk the talk. And to that, bravo, man. He's going to build a pretty successful winner. He did that at Oregon. He's going to do it with Philly. He's going to make them perennial powerhouse. And it's also the reason why, I mean, look at the three teams who hired college coaches the last few years, Chip, Jim, and Pete. Look what they've done with these franchises. And in the NFC East, which is sort of wide open, Chip Kelly can really put a stranglehold in that division and make life really hard on the Cowboys, who are going to have a down year this year. That defense is going to be a nightmare. On the Redskins, who maybe don't have their franchise quarterback, which could be a detriment because they don't have a first-round pick again this year. Who knows? If RG3 never pans out, what happens to the Redskins as they'll float around through mediocrity? And then the New York Giants, who are could very well be in a transition year yet again this next year. They had a really bad year. They had a really strong second half, but Eli Manning was awful last year. And overall, it was not necessarily the best year for the New York Giants. In fact, they were on the verge of getting the first overall pick in the draft had they not gotten hot in the back end of the season to save Tom Coughlin's job. And really quick, I want to talk about Rex Ryan, another coach who I was actually really impressed with. What I liked about Rex is that he, you know, a few years ago when he had Mark Sanchez, whose first year he was okay, the team was really good. They definitely overshadowed his flaws as a quarterback, and they went to the AFC Championship game. He created a zero competition game for Mark Sanchez. That obviously did not work as he got progressively worse every year. His first 2 years, the first year was not great. The second year was actually pretty solid. The third and fourth, it been a nightmare, you know, since that year, since those years. But he's another young quarterback now in Geno Smith. And I love the fact he brought in competition with Michael Vick. I love that because it's just going to push him. It's going to force him to get better. He's not going to be relaxed in having nobody behind him. He knows he's got to push himself now and get better every day. And I got to applaud Mark, Coach Rex Ryan for doing that. Because let's face it, he was a guy who was almost fired last year, and I think he's starting to figure out with quarterbacks you can't let them be complacent. Because then their game suffers. And I think that's a problem that's happening with the New York Giants. They could be drafting Eli's replacement in this next step. I know they got Ryan Nassib last year, but I don't think he's going to be a pro quarterback anytime soon. And they could very well draft his replacement in a very deep quarterback draft. I mean, the draft's going to be very exciting, but overall, the NFL it's going to be interesting the next month or so. Before we get to the draft on May 8th, and May 8th on the Thursday for the first round. We got a break coming up. We'll go to an update. Yeah, we'll do an update coming up next here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate her. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure
foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And we're back with Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. That would be the phone number. We don't have enough time to do an update, but if we could, it would be brought to you by LiverGuard. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code, you get the word great, and you're going to get a great deal of stuff. Actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. So we got the news coming up next, but we'll come back. We will talk about Major League Baseball. I'll give you some of my thoughts about the year. I want to talk about the insane contracts that have been happening. I'll talk about a little bit about the draft, but Johnny Manziel Pro Day, that sideshow that was. Talk about that. We'll get into a few other things too that I see fit. Talk about my life possibly. We'll have some fun here coming up on Sports Overnight America. Yeah. On a rainy night here in San Francisco. It was raining, folks. Sorry. Couldn't have the perfect weather all the time, but you know, we're pretty close to it. We'll come back after the news, talking more about Major League Baseball and whatever you like here on Sports Zone in America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone. Again, 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number.
USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has said a scandal involving a deliberately engineered traffic jam on a busy bridge to New York City has hurt his standing, the BBC reports. But Mr. Christie, a frontrunner for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, said his diminished poll numbers were not permanent. It said David Sampson, a confident and senior transportation official, had resigned over the September incident. U.S. President Barack Obama says 6 million people have signed up for medical insurance under his health care law, meeting the administration's goal. The White House's initial goal was 7 million, but this was revised amid last autumn's disastrous launch. Public support for the law is at its lowest. 26% of Americans back it, found a new Associated Press GFK poll. U.S. stocks ended up on Friday, but off their session highs as a late afternoon sell-off in the biotechnology sector weighed on the overall market. This is IRN USA News.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
The international police agency Interpol said on Friday that Malaysia's immigration department had not checked passengers' passports against its database at all this year, prior to the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. As a result, two passengers with stolen Austrian and Italian passports were able to board the plane, which vanished over the South China Sea on March 8th, Interpol said in a statement. The U.S. Air Force has sacked 9 mid-level nuclear commanders and will discipline dozens more in a test-cheating scandal. Nearly 1 in 5 of the Air Force's nuclear missile officers have been implicated in a ring of cheating on monthly proficiency tests, the BBC reports. Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James has said the nuclear force is suffering from systematic problems. A series of programs to improve leadership are also said to be planned. None of the fired commanders is directly involved in the alleged cheating. Each was instead determined to have failed in leadership responsibility. This is IRN USA News.
Does your furnace need repair, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to rebuild.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com. Rebuild.homeadvisor.com. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Just days before the Affordable Care Act deadline, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said Friday the administration's confident the healthcare website will be able to handle the volume of users in the final push, The Hill reports. The deadline for signing up is Monday, though the administration says people who have attempted to start an account before March 31st can still enroll in the exchanges after the deadline. Carney did not make any announcements about what events Obama would hold before the final day. The enrollment figures have increased in recent weeks, with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services delivering the news Thursday that 6 million people signed up ahead of the March 31st deadline. The Texas governor has praise for the courts.
Texas Governor Rick Perry has praised a federal appeals court ruling on Thursday that upheld new abortion restrictions in Texas that have already resulted in a dozen clinics being shut down. According to the Dallas Morning News, a three-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals found that the law did not create undue burdens on women planning to have abortions. Governor Perry declared that the ruling maintained, quote, the culture of life in our state, end quote. The new regulations instigated late last year include a mandate that doctors must have admitting privileges at hospitals within 30 miles of the clinics. It means that women may have to travel hundreds of miles or out of state to have abortions. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is IRN USA News, and I'm Sean Scott.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers
Users, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Yeah, it's a Pixies night here on Sports Over at America. And we're back, folks. 1-800-878-7529. That would be the phone number here on Sports Zone America, broadcasting to you all over the world on Sirius XM 92, the Sports Zone. Your Saturday night host, folks, Johnny Marino. Hey, getting you revved up for this hour, Sports Zone America. We're taking your calls, so don't be afraid to interrupt me. I'm not a prima donna. We're a live program at this hour of night, which is odd, to say the least. We'll come back. We're going to talk with our man Mike in Indiana. Definitely talk about the tournament with him. Guy knows his stuff, so pretty exciting. Again, I went over a little bit on the previous hour, but pretty exciting stuff happening, though, in this tournament. I've enjoyed watching all these games, watch what I can. Great part when you go to the gym, the games are always on, so it's definitely a win-win for the intern, Johnny Marino. That's me, folks. I've got two big games coming up, though, today. Yeah, today. Michigan State, UConn, Kentucky, Michigan. I don't know who I like yet. I think I have an idea. I got a bit, and it's nice, first of all, it's only going to be one number one seed in the Final Four, which I predicted. Lucky me. The one thing I got right, besides for Dayton beating Ohio State, my bracket was a mess besides for that. Thanks a lot, Louisville. Really, thanks a lot, Kentucky. But... We'll come back. We'll talk about that with Mike in Indiana. And we'll take your calls, too. Ooh, who knows what we're doing. I also want to get to Major League Baseball at some point. We're starting up tomorrow night. The Dodgers are getting us going against the San Diego Padres down at that beautiful Petco Ballpark in San Diego. If you haven't gone, you probably should. It's a lot of fun to go. Mr. Ryu is going to be pitching against Mr. Cashner. Yeah. As the Dodgers are already 2-0, they're already a game up on the Padres, the Giants in Arizona. They're two games up on the Diamondbacks. Thanks a lot, Australia Road Trip. Coming back, we're talking to Mike in Indiana here on Sports Overnight America.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Finally, you can go from the gym to the grocery. In that order, new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths. I carry them with me wherever I go. So now when I'm running from place to place, all it takes is one wipe across my neck and chest to leave my skin feeling cool, soft, and instantly refreshed. Find new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths in the deodorant aisle.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
The Zen philosopher Basho once wrote, "A flute with no holes is not a flute. And a donut with no hole is a Danish."
It's falling through the mist of sorrow that surrounded me.
That is not the song I thought that was going to be. It's not bad, but... You know, Jerry's going to label these things so I know what they are. He puts the name of the song, which is fine. But half the songs in here were made 20 years before I was even born. So I thought this... I don't know. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly my apologies if you didn't. We're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the number. Mike, I'm going to go to you in just 1 second. Stay put. Real quick. We can get into I don't know. I should probably wait to give my prediction until a little bit later in the show. What the heck. Mike in Indiana, what's going on, man?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning indeed. How you been?
Oh, man, I've been in absolute basketball heaven for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, man, hasn't this tournament been awesome? I mean, I've been watching almost every game I can. I've become a tournament junkie. I love watching it. But, man, I have been so entertained and watching basketball.
Yeah, the games have been good. Even the women's tournament games have been good. I got to... Today here in Hoosier Land, we had our state championships today in high school. And we had three teams from my end of the state go down and try to bring home championships. Unfortunately, only the small class 1A team out of Michigan City was able to do it in overtime. We had a charter school out of Gary lost 3A to the defending champion. And a local effort from up here in a little community called St. John Lake Central High. They lost. They got down early, but they came back and made it a game. Wound up losing by 4 to Arsenal Tech. They got a 6'10 kid named Trey Lyles who's going to Kentucky next year. And Calipari and crew were in the house watching. And the star of the local team is a guy named Tyler Wideman. He's going to Butler next year. So it wound up being the 63-59 final. So we went 1-for-3 on this end of the state. But there's next year. Got to look at the Fighting Irish women today. Stay undefeated and anticipating the head-to-head battle with UConn in the final.
Well, that's most likely going to happen. There's about a 95% chance of that happening.
Yeah, well, last year they met, and the Husky women beat them up. I think Muppet's girls are going to be a little tougher this year. I think they know what to expect, so we'll see. But getting to March Madness, my bracket is kind of messed up like everybody else. But last night I predicted on another forum that the Big Ten, which I'm staying with this prediction, and I'm giving it to you now, the Big Ten will send three teams to the finals.
Whoa. So you're calling the Michigan the
tomorrow's Michigan Day.
It's Michigan Day tomorrow, basically. The state of Michigan is going to be all in upheaval.
And I'm confident it is those guys that they're going to take care of business because they're healthy now.
You know, I would say this. You know, I agree about Michigan State. I think they're going to take care of UConn. Although UConn's been a very surprising good team. My friend goes to UConn. He's probably going to kick my butt for me saying that. But Michigan and Kentucky, and I know Michigan's had a really good year, a very, very good season, kind of flown under the radar in the national spotlight. But, man, Kentucky's coming off two kind of big wins.
Yeah.
They took down a one seed. They took down a force, that Louisville, which was everyone's darling to win the tournament. So I would say Michigan State, yes, but I think Kentucky's going to take Michigan down, although Michigan's a very good team. I feel like Kentucky's going to win it.
I will say this to you about both. The Wichita State win and the Louisville win. If both those teams make free throws, the Bluegrassers would have been home.
But they didn't.
That's true. Well, tomorrow, three things are going to have to take place. First, they're going to have to rebound. Second, they're going to have to shoot well from the field. Third, when they get fouled, they're going to have to go to the line and convert. I'm personally going to predict a big game from little big dog, Glenn Robinson III. I think he's going to be the matchup problem for Kentucky. And they're going to spend a lot of time trying to keep Stauskas from getting off. And that's going to free up Glenn and some other people to do what they need to do. That's going to be the upset. So I'm going to call it now. The repeat of the Big East from 85, you know, we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of that. So the Big Ten will send three teams. It'll be a Big Ten and an SEC party in Dallas.
Oh, let me ask you, you got the Michigans, Florida, obviously, and then Wisconsin. Who do you got winning this thing? Because I still think Florida's won 30 in a row. Now, that doesn't happen without you being a damn good basketball team in the SEC. So right now, I am compelled to take the Gators. I really am.
Okay, we'll see. If you're looking at the brackets, they got to get past Izzo to get to the national title game.
Very true.
Not gonna happen.
You don't think so?
Not gonna happen.
I'm
gonna tell you why. The guards at Michigan State can play with the guards at Florida.
Okay. You're right. They're athletic as hell, yeah.
And, Patrick Young has not played a big man who can do what Adrian Payne can do. See, Payne can take him out on the perimeter and free up the lane for drives and cutters. And, see, the linchpin is going to be Brandon Dawson.
Okay.
Who absolutely destroyed Virginia the other night.
Yeah.
And see, they don't have anybody down low to deal with him.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I've watched a lot of Florida's games this year, just periodically, just by luck, and I've just been really impressed. I really have, and I feel like they're the most athletic team left in the tournament, regardless of who wins tomorrow. I got this feeling they're gonna get it done. They're the best team in the country, and I think this year it's gonna show.
Well. They've been the best team in the country to this point, but a healthy Michigan State will nix the title dreams. And I think Michigan State takes down either Wisconsin or Michigan in the final.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Mike, we got baseball season coming up, man. How you feeling about your Cubbies?
Well, you know, you got to tear it up before you can fix it up. So I support most of what Theo is doing, and according to all of the magazines and quote experts, the Cubs farm system is ranked among the top over the last several years. All of their AAA and AA and all of that teams have done well. Some of them.
Oh, and also when they traded Matt Garza, they picked up a top prospect from Texas, and Texas has been a great farm system in the past few years. I mean, that's the reason why they're still tops in the AL West. I got the third baseman, Ott, who is everyone has said he is going to be possibly the next Evan Longoria. So, I mean, Theo's the man.
There's a lot of, quote, you know, the babies are pregnant with potential. But for me, if they go 81-81, that will be marked improvement. And then I say they'll come back for 2015 ready to compete with Pittsburgh and St. Louis.
Well, you know, it's funny. I think Pittsburgh's going to fall this year. I think they're a team that, you know, baseball, we see about – I know five teams make the playoffs now in each division. But we kind of see two teams from each division now kind of fall out of the playoffs. I call Pittsburgh missing this year's playoffs. I got a feeling they're not going to be in the race at all this year. I don't think they're going to be in it. So, you know, I think the Cubs are 2 years away from being a team that could be very good. They're going to have some really good young pitchers coming up, but they're going to have a bunch of young power hitters at that little Wrigley Field, which is going to help them out a ton. Kind of back in 2003, 2004, when they had Aramis Ramirez and a little bit aging Sammy Sosa and Derek Lee, when they could really hit the hell out of the ball.
Right. Well, the Tribune Company, they did the best that they could. They made some mistakes, but they did field a competitive team for a lot of years. But Theo is coming here. He's got the youth movement, and a lot of these young guys are good. So now you have to put them out there and see if they can, you know, if they can meet the standard that has to be met to make this team a winner. I mean, I like Castro. I like Rizzo.
Good players, yeah.
I like Junior Lake. So that's they got a few veterans mixed in, and I like the catcher. And they got a nice little core group of pitchers with Wood and Samardzija. And so, you know, there are a few little foundation pieces there, but they're just going to have to bring these kids up and let them cut their teeth. And, you know, you, because if you're going to do anything in the Central, you got to take down the hated Dead Birds.
Hey, those Dead Birds are awesome, man. You got to give them a lot of credit. They're really good.
Oh, well, they're the standard. So, you know, that's who you got to be. You got to deal with them. But I don't think Pittsburgh is going to falter. I think the Pirates have had their faith ground in the mud and dirt enough.
Hey, Mike. Sorry, man. Listen, we got a boogie. We got an update. We got a break coming up, man. So I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Good talking to you. Later.
All right, man. 1-800-878-7529. That's the phone number. Little Mighty Mouse. As we come back, we'll have an update next and more Sports Every Night America.
We're not worrying at all. We're just listening for his call. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325.
800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
This whole idea sounds pretty half-baked.
No, it's not. It's completely baked.
The great Dustin Hoffman. And the great Mr. Feeney. Feeney! From Boy Meets World. One of my all-time favorite kid shows growing up. And The Hoop. So, three legends in their own right. When I talk about the R3 legends. We're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number.
Get on a bus, it takes me to you.
God, The Who are awesome. We got an update coming at you. This update is brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Go to livergard.com. You type in the coupon code and you're going to get the word great. And that means you're going to get a great deal of stuff. Actually prevents against the alcohol hangover. Check them out at livergard.com. We're going to start off with the NCAA scores. As tonight, Florida was the first team to advance to the Final Four as they took down Dayton 62-52. And Wisconsin, the number two seed Wisconsin, took down Arizona, the one seed, in overtime 64-63 in a thriller. Tomorrow, you got UConn and Michigan State, and Kentucky and Michigan fighting for their Final Four bids in the NBA. Philadelphia, the 76ers have lost. They've lost their losing streak. They won tonight. They beat Detroit 123-98. You know, they lost 26 in a row, and they still don't have the worst record in basketball. That was the story that no one talked about, which was amazing to me. The Clip Show in Houston had a nice little battle tonight as the Clippers went to Houston and won 118-107. The Washington Wizards, they're going to be a playoff team this year. They beat Atlanta 101-97. They're also well over 500, so good for them. And they are in the East, but, you know, give them some credit. The Mavs beat the Kings 103-101 as the Mavs trying to keep their playoff hopes alive as they have more wins than the Wizards but are in ninth place in the West. Go figure. Actually, the Mavs would be in third place in the East. Glad these conferences are balanced out with talent. Miami, they beat Milwaukee. Probably didn't have anyone out there in the third quarter as they won 88-67. Milwaukee is still two games ahead of the suck for the most ping pong balls at lottery competition. And San Antonio, they beat New Orleans, the Pelicans, 96-80. As San Antonio has won 17 in a row and have the best record in the NBA. And probably we'll be seeing them in June in the NBA Finals. Would not shock me at all. In the NHL, a lot of scores tonight. The Wild, they took down Phoenix 3-2-1, trying to get a playoff spot. They are. Dallas beat St. Louis, thank God, because no one has beaten St. Louis. They have been red hot as Dallas wins 4-2. Blue Jackets in overtime beat Carolina 3-2. Islanders lost New Jersey in a shootout. I'm sorry, Islanders beat New Jersey in a shootout 2-1. Montreal beat the Panthers 4-2. Red Wings beat Toronto 4-2. On overtime, Tampa Bay beat Buffalo, the worst. They have 49 points, Buffalo. They're just a nightmare. Colorado beat San Jose to clinch a playoff spot, and the Sharks also, that loss for the Sharks also was a double whammy because Anaheim won and now overtook them for first place in the Western Division. Los Angeles beat Winnipeg 4-2 as they are solidly in third place in the West, and Boston they clinched their division for sure tonight with a win over Washington 4-2. This update was brought to you by LiverGuard Kids. Drink coffee, smoke cigarettes. intend to imbibe, check them out at livergard.com or Sports Overnight America. And The Who. I'm getting pretty good at this update thing, man. I'm ending it right when the music ends. Which is, you know, it's an acquired skill, believe it or not, being able to talk at the time the music ends. It's not as easy as you think it might be. Real quickly, I want to go over some of these scores. In the NHL, a lot of interesting things happened today in the NHL. And I know most people really aren't hockey fans, but this is the time to pay attention. Each team has about 8 or 9 games left. Anaheim actually still has 10 games left, which is very odd. Which is why they will probably end up winning the West, just because there's – and also the new playoff structure. Now, if you don't know what it is, I don't have time to explain it. There's now 4 divisions in the NHL, and how the playoff structure goes is the top 3 teams in each division go to the playoffs. Now remember, there's still split. There's 2 divisions per conference. Now, the next 2 best records or highest point totals make the playoffs. It doesn't matter what division they come from, so – say the Atlantic and the Metropolitan Division, which is a horrible name for a division, Metropolitan, that's just stupid. Say there's 3 teams make it, obviously. It doesn't matter. They could 2 come from the Met, 2 come from the Atlantic, or they could split. Either way, it doesn't matter. And in the Eastern Conference, there's 1 team over 100 points. In the Western Conference, there's 4 teams going to be 5, as Chicago is a point away from getting over there, and LA is 3 wins away from getting over 100 points too. So there are going to be at least 6 teams with 100 points. In the East, there might be 3. There's also more teams in the East, which I thought was a little bit bad. Also, four of the worst 3 teams are in the East: the Islanders, the Panthers, and the Buffalo Sabres. Check us out. The average team's got about 80 points in the East, give or take. You know, the bottom half, you know, about 80 points. Buffalo has 49. They might go down as one of the worst teams in NHL history. Now, keep in mind, they basically traded their roster away at the trade deadline. Done intentionally. Get draft picks. Get younger. They weren't going to be able to re-sign Ryan Miller, so they got a lot for him. Good call. They got some good players in return that can help them next year as well. So good for Buffalo. They made the right move. But, man, they've just been – it's been a rough year for the Sabres. Really, really bad. But overall, I mean, if you're not paying attention to the NHL playoffs, you probably should, because in the East, it looks like Boston and Pittsburgh are going to be the 2 big-time teams. The Rangers and Philly are okay. Columbus is okay. Detroit's going to be fighting for a playoff spot. They're going to be tooth and nail. Right now, they would be the 7 or 8 seed right now. So they got a battle. I'm excited. I'm a big-time hockey fan, and I love the NHL playoffs. In my mind, the best playoffs are, number 1 is the NFL because it's one and done. Number 2 is the NHL, and it's not even close between Major League Baseball and the NBA. The NHL playoffs are so much grit and desire, and it doesn't matter where you're playing. It doesn't matter what seed you are. Every team has a chance every night. You know, we see 8 seeds take down 1 seeds. We see 7 seeds take down 2s. There's no, you know, it's not the NBA where the 1 and 2 seed are most likely going to be meeting in the West, in the Eastern or Western Conference Final. As we'll see, probably in the East for sure this year. In the West, maybe not. The West's a little bit more balanced out, but I guarantee you'll see San Antonio there. I got this feeling yet again that San Antonio will be playing for a chance to win another title with Mr. Popovich. It really, really wouldn't shock me, and nor should it shock anybody, because, you know, Houston and the Clippers and company, they all might be more talented. Maybe even Golden State and Portland. Yeah, they may have been more talented. Doesn't matter. Because San Antonio just wins. That's it. They just win. No, the old Al Davis adage, just win, baby. That's all they do. That's all they've ever done. That's all Popovich has ever done. It's just win. And somehow, this team continues, no matter how old they get, no matter what excuse that the national media comes up for them, just keep on winning. And they have the best record in the NBA. It's no surprise. I mean, it is kind of a surprise when you talk about all these teams, you know, the Houston getting Dwight Howard. Now, they could be caught, and, you know, Oklahoma City's close enough to make a run, but I don't think they will. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Major League Baseball. So excited. It's opening day is tomorrow night. Dodgers and San Diego Padres, 2 teams I hate, but, you know. should be a good matchup. And then we'll get into what I think about Major League Baseball, what's coming up this season, some of the injuries. And we'll get going, give you a little bit of a preview before this hopefully awesome Major League Baseball season starts. Come back talking Major League Baseball here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone.
Hey developers, are your apps breaking? Users complaining? People freaking out? New Relic can help.
You can?
We can. New Relic is the easiest way for software developers to build faster, better performing web and mobile apps.
Is it complicated and pricey?
Nope. It only takes 5 minutes to get up and running. Start getting code level visibility into users using your apps in real time. See bottlenecks, spot bugs, and fix problems fast before they ever affect the people using your app. Plus, New Relic is free.
I'm in love.
Go to newrelic.com/radio in the next 5 minutes, and we'll send you a free t-shirt and give you 30 days of New Relic Pro for free. That's newrelic.com/radio right now for the shirt and the Pro monitoring tools. newrelic.com/radio.
This is Chris Townsend, and are you having trouble getting a good night's sleep? Are you worried that mattresses cost too much and your old mattress, well, you're just sticking with it? Don't worry about it. I got you covered. Go to nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. N-E-S-T bedding.com. And when you go there, you're going to see that huge markup on mattresses is absolutely gone. These are organic mattresses. These things are money in the bank. And when you go there, click on the Chris Townsend Show icon, and you're going to get 15% off when you use the coupon code TOWNY, T-O-W-N-Y. That's T-O-W-N-Y. And you're going to get 15% off and two free pillows. They can ship right to your door, right to your door. If you're having issues with your mattress, look no further. Go to nestbedding.com. That's N-E-S-T bedding.com. If you're going to get a good night's sleep and you want a great deal, there's only one place to go. That's nestbedding.com.
Introducing a breakthrough in cat litter from Arm & Hammer.
Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal is totally different than what I've used before. Even after 7 days, it was odor-free. There was some sort of sealing magic happening.
Only Clump & Seal forms a tight seal around odor and destroys it with unique Arm & Hammer odor eliminators and baking soda for a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed.
I've tried every product. This is really pretty remarkable.
New Clump & Seal cat litter. 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. Look on the package for $3 off.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Geek, you make your weeds with your mama told you.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it. You play ball like a girl.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in.
Yeah, a little Big Lebowski and baseball. Don't really mix, but, oh well.
I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high.
This song's from the Big Lebowski when the dude is tripping after he has his White Russian and he's drugged by Mr. Jackie Treehorn. After all, Mr. Treehorn treats objects like they're women, man. Hey, we're back with Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Look, our show is primarily a baseball show. That's what we like to do. Jerry played at Temple. Chris, the original host of this unmitigated disaster, he played ball at San Jose State. I played baseball in high school. Broke my ankle. Unfortunately, I couldn't continue my baseball although I do love the game. Baseball's kind of always kind of been my, I guess, my first love. Although that's not so much the case anymore. I'm still a rabid baseball fan. I follow the game relatively a lot. Probably more than I should, but my lack of interest in the game has kind of come with the mega contracts that we've seen now. Case in point, Miguel Cabrera making $30 million a year. Now, if you really wanted to, you know, if you ran statistics and really got a number that a player was worth, I would be shocked if a single player was worth $1 million. Seriously. No joke. If you really went down to numbers and you analyzed batting average, impact on their home runs, whether their home runs are in mop-up rules, whether they're actually meaningful hits, if you kept statistics and gave a real value of a player's worth, I'd say, well, first of all, no pitcher would be worth $20 million. They'd all be, every starter would be in the low million range. And these big-time hitters, maybe a few million. Miguel Cabrera has signed a $30 million contract. Now, what this tells me, number one, is that the Tigers are going for it this year. They brought in Ian Kinsler. And they've also said with this contract, there is no way in hell they can re-sign Matt Scherzer. So he's gone. So your 1-2 punch will be over by the end of the season. If they somehow pull a rabbit out of their you-know-wheres, maybe they re-sign Scherzer. But I don't know exactly. Maybe not. I don't think the city of Detroit would have enough money to pay Mr. Scherzer's contract, you know, since the city's almost bankrupt and all. But even though the Tigers, I don't see them being able to pay Scherzer. So he's going to walk. He's going to hit the open market. They're going for it this year. There's no doubt about it. This is their best chance to win a world championship. We saw them lose to the San Francisco Giants. They got close again last year. They'll be in the mix in the playoffs, but there's a kind of a question mark. You know, is this the end of Detroit's run? And not just because Detroit started to get picked, as we see that in baseball. You know, you can't sign everybody, and the teams are limited. So a lot of their guys, they trade. They got to be able to sign certain guys to keep the team together. They spent their money signing Verlander and Cabrera. Scherzer and Ian Kinsler makes a pretty penny too. But overall, they spent a lot of money on two guys, nearly $50-60 million on two men alone. Which is, I mean, let's face it, Verlander might get you 20 wins of his starts, probably 24 wins. Between 18 to 24 wins, that's how many times you'll get a W when he takes the mound, regardless if he gets the win or not. And then Cabrera probably can get you about 60, 70 wins. So I could see that happening, no problem. Just because he's a cleanup guy and he drives and runs. But this division's gotten interesting. Cleveland was a surprise. It wasn't a surprise. I liked Cleveland going into last season. I like them again this year. I think they got a really nice little nucleus of players. They got Terry Francona at the helm. They're gonna push in the Central. I also like the Kansas City Royals. They were another team that I liked a lot last year, and they faded late, but they had a really strong season. A really good defensive team. They had three guys win Golden Gloves. That's pretty damn impressive. And the rest of that infield is solid. I mean, just great gloves all around in the infield, outfield, behind the dish, and even the pitchers are doing a good job too. So Kansas City's going to be a grinder ball club in the Central. And maybe Minnesota or the White Sox bounce back. The White Sox have Chris Sale, so that they got that ace that they could very well move. So that'll get interesting as well. But the Central, though, I feel like it's Detroit's division this year. But next year, it's going to get wide open. If they can't bring back Scherzer, it's going to get very interesting in the Central. Let me tell you that much. Let's head up to – we'll do the American League East second to last. Let's do the American League West really quick. Just because Oakland has been kind of the favorite – oh, I'm sorry, no. The Angels have been the favorite the last 2 years, but not really, as they have not won anything. Not even gotten to the playoffs, as the A's have been fantastic winning the AL West the last 2 years. This year, however, though, the A's are going to be down Scott Kazmir for a little bit, not too long. They do have Sonny Gray. AJ Griffin, though, his arm is bugging him, and Jared Parker is done for the year. And the strength of this team the past few years has been their starting rotation. I mean, clearly, they've had one of the better rotations in baseball, subbing guys in and out. But at their worst, they were down maybe one or two starters. They could be down three or four. And I don't know how any team can rebound from that. Now, the A's could, just because Billy Beane seems to pull rabbits out of his you-know-where quite often. And I have the utmost respect for Billy Beane. As far as general managers go, I think in Major League Baseball, he is by far the best, second being Theo Epstein, and third being St. Louis Cardinals general manager. Yeah, that guy, and that 1-2-3 is very, very close. I respect the hell out of Theo just because I love what he did with the Red Sox a few years ago, and I love what he's doing with the Cubs. He is stockpiling young talent, and they're going to be very good in a few years. So watch out for the Cubby Bears. But in the West, you know, the Angels, obviously, they gave Trout that six-year, $144 million, which is deserved. It kicks in next year, not this year. So Trout will be making $1 million this year, which is somewhat funny. He'll be jumping from $1 million to about 20-something million. Sucks to be in that tax bracket, right? but the West is going to be an interesting division, too. I like the A's going into it. I would have said second would have been Texas, but Yu Darvish might be on the shelf. He's probably going to the DL if he's not on the DL already. That's, you know, it's tough when you lose your ace early in the season. Now, he could bounce back. He'll probably get to, you know, 25, 28 starts for them. So hopefully that won't be out too long. I like Texas, and I like the Angels. The A's could surprise me, but I don't think they're going to have the offense. Now, they're going to have a great bullpen. They're going to do a lot of really good things, but I think this is the year the A's fade, and I'm sorry, and I love the A's. I do. I for being a Giants fan, I respect the hell out of what the Oakland A's have done, but I like the A's. Now, the NL East is interesting because Robert Bond, our baseball guy on this network, he hosts Country Fastball. He picked the Atlanta Braves to be the worst team in baseball. Now, we do this thing on the show where we don't pick winners, we pick losers. I am taking the Toronto Blue Jays because I'm smart. Toronto is a joke for a franchise, so I'm taking the Blue Jays. Now, we can't take Houston. We can't take Miami because we know they're going to suck. Everyone knows they're going to suck. And we can't take, I believe, the Bears. The Cubs were the other team you couldn't take because they were so bad last year. I took San Diego last year, which was a fourth-place team, so okay. This year I'm taking Toronto. I was going to take Baltimore, but the sheer fact they may get Manny Machado back, they might be able to hang in the AL East. But in the NL East, the Marlins are they're going to be bad. Phillies maybe will bounce back, but I don't expect them to win 80-plus games, maybe 80. The Mets have a nice little nucleus of two stud pitchers in Zach Wheeler and Matt Harvey, but next year, not this year, next year the Mets could be a team that could give the East a run for their money. I like the Nationals this year. I do. I like the Braves last year. I like the Nationals this year. I think a year removed from them being the dream team, the greatest team ever to be assembled, they had reality hit them last year, but they got really hot last year in the second half, in particular in the middle of August to the end of September. They were very good. The rotation got going. They started swinging the bats better. Really, they got healthy. So I'm interested to see what the Nationals will do. I'm expecting them to win the East. I expect Atlanta to be there in a wild card. It would be really hard for me to not see them make the wild card. Well, let's head to the NL Central. And a division to me that's – I mean, not enough could be said about the St. Louis Cardinals, because you never hear them in the national media. Never. I mean, people don't talk about them at all. It's all about the Dodgers and the Angels and the Yankees and the Red Sox. But the Cardinals have been the staple – of what a baseball franchise should look like. Constantly having young talent come up to the bigs, keep producing all these great young pitchers like Waka. And keep in mind, they lose Albert Pujols. They get a compensation first round pick. And they get Waka, who is phenomenal. I mean, great, a lively arm, great young pitcher. But that's just being a smart team. That's knowing how to draft. And something that Major League Baseball teams just haven't done. And the Cardinals have been the epitome of how to lose a superstar and continue to win. Not like go through a few years of being down, but could just keep on getting better. And so you got to give the Cardinals just the utmost amount of props. I expect them to win the Central yet again. Although I do think Milwaukee will give a play. I think Milwaukee's an interesting team this year with Ryan Braun. And they also got that new youngster out there in left field. They might be a little dangerous 3-4 right in the middle of that lineup. So who knows? You might want to keep an eye on Milwaukee. They got a few good pitchers, too. they might be a team that could surprise you this year. I think Pittsburgh's a team that's going to fade. I don't think the Pirates are going to be able to hang with the rest of the division. In Cincinnati, they're losing Sin Soo Choo. They still have Latos and Cueto, so they got the nice strong 1-2 punch, but their rotation not nearly as strong. Cincinnati could kind of fall back. But they got Jay Bruce. They got some really good ball players. They got Joey Votto. They're still going to be a solid team. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year, but then again, time will tell. And then we'll do the NL West very quickly and the AL East. I mean, the West, everyone's picking the Dodgers. I'm picking Arizona. I got this weird feeling that the Dodgers are going to fade. They are, in my mind, they're two injuries away from being the worst team in baseball. And one of which has happened, which is Kershaw. Now, I think they're being preventative, and Kershaw's going to be okay. He's going to be back after these 15 days. He's going to miss three starts and get right back to it. Actually, he's only going to miss two starts because he already made his opening day start thanks to that early start in Australia. So he'll really only miss one start, which is positive for you LA fans. But I got to be honest. I don't see how this – and he's the one injury that scares me. The second injury that could sabotage the season is Hanley. Because I'm telling you right now, Yasiel Puig is not going to have the same year he had last year. I'm telling you this right now. There is no way he came in out of shape, overweight, did not take it seriously. I'm telling you right now, Yasiel Puig will not have – because if you look at his numbers, they tailed off heavily last year. He was awesome in the first 2 months, no doubt about it. But his numbers dropped significantly as the scouting report got made to handle him. So I expect the Dodgers not to get off to kind of a rocky start. Maybe the Giants hop in. The Giants just make me too angry. I don't know. The Giants, if they get out of their own way, they could be a really good ball club. But Scudero's already starting the year on the DL. They have Javier Lopez on the DL, so who knows. I like Arizona, though. I think they're going to be a little bit better down the stretch. I like the fact they got Goldschmidt and Trumbo right in the middle of that lineup. They got two boppers. I mean, two guys who literally hit the cover off the baseball, who I really like. And then we'll do the American League East. Really, it comes down in my mind in two teams is Boston and Tampa. I don't put the Yankees in that category because they don't deserve to be in that category. Because the Yankees they're not going to win this year. And they spent a whole lot of cash getting Tanaka, getting Beltran, getting Ellsbury. But they still have – they don't know who's the closer. They got to replace Mariano Rivera. Is Derek Jeter might play 100 games this year. He is not the youngster he once was. And that is just the reality of that situation. I respect the hell out of Derek Jeter. I know Jerry Burke is very mixed on Jeter. He tends to be a little bit rough on Jeter, which is not – yeah, whatever. I like the Red Sox to win the division. So I feel like the Yankees are going to – they're overrated. So overrated. And I'm not the first or the last person to say that. Although Tampa Bay, I feel like – here's the thing about Tampa Bay. If they're 500, they're going to deal David Price. Because they know he's not coming back next year. So that's the thing that could shoot them in the foot. So those are my predictions. Tampa will be in the wild card, but, you know, we'll see. Come back to a very, very quick update here on Sports Overnight America. There are my teams. Arizona, St. Louis, Wash, Boston, Detroit, and Texas. Here on Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 92, the Sports Zone. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the pleadies. Can't stop the spirits when I need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't have enough time to do an update here on Sports Odin America. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number. Can't really even do an intro for it, but I'll tell you what, we'll come back. We'll talk more basketball, more baseball, more football, and we'll have a lot of fun here on Sports Zone America on Sirius XM Channel 92, The Sports Zone, 1-800-878-75. That is the phone number, folks. God, it's such a great morning here in San Francisco. Coming back after the news.